Blog Talk Radio.
Slick Ass Productions.
Turn my mic up. Turn my mic up. Yo, this is where they put in that video, man. Yo, this is where they put in that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk, the number 347-990-0318. All you gotta do is press one on the dial. So J-Dawg, if you keep on flash, man, you know what it is. Yo, when I say we featuring these local artists, real talk, these local artists are going hard in the motherfucking paint, to say the least. And for all y'all don't know, big ups go to my man, Barack Obama. Yes, he's got his man. Yo, real talk. We're going to be talking about that on the night broadcast as well. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do to that radio. But we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial. You can also tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/ where they do that at radio. Man, y'all better get y'all mind right. Y'all better get your mind right and keep them rhymes tight. You know what it is. It ain't just about hip-hop. It's about great music. And on where they do that radio, I'm going to give you something that you ain't never, never heard before. Real talk, that's some of the hardest freaking artists in the game doing what they do best. That's entertaining the world, doing what they do, making sure everybody really feel them. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know my number. Hit me up. Yo, don't wait till the last minute. If you want to vote for your favorite artist, hit us up. 347-934-0318. And give us the business, man. Because all I'm saying is, man, you got to get in where you fit in, man. Real talk. My man Corey Fluke, the track's called Let the People Play. And that's
I'm sending Lucifer for the Jupiter. Devil is a liar. I'm the one who walked through hell and set it on fire. The most high spot, the throne's still clean. Energy to everlasting life. It's God's dream.
I got what they want. I need what they need.
Give them what they need.
Let the music play, let the music play.
Put my shit up, man.
Just let the music play,
let the music play.
Watch me get up, get up, get up. Get it on them. No solid tissue, but I'm still shitting on them. Open your eyes, picture. I'm rolling on them. Them hoes never smoked a nigga this. Holding on them. Nickname Callie and the body wasn't safe. I was so high, I wanna hit the bitch again. Celebrate, I wanna hit the bitch again. Freaky, that's a sin, now baby, let me pull my
one.
I got what they want.
Putting fantasies in your head and seizing through the money and the pussy on the bed.
cold. But every strong man's downfall is a hole. Sometimes weak, like 7 days. Shorty is a freak, I beat it in seven ways. I am the dark in the light. So people with me, it's like fucking your life with a knife. Most high shall reign forever and ever. He put me at your head and not the hell of a
gun. I got what they want, 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 want. I got what they want. I need what they need, 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 need. I got what they need. So let the music play, let the music play. Come on, chill. Just let the music play, let the music play.
Nigga, let the music play. Just let the music play.
Hey, yo, DJ Small.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready to break the next one?
Southern Smoke.
Y'all know it's summertime in the A right now.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Southern Smoke.
I'm out here in Dallas, though.
It's Southern Smoke, baby.
What up, D-Town?
Yo, Smalls, let's go.
Summertime. Every day is like a car show. Fresh white beater on and a pair of cargoes. All I blow is grapes, baby. I don't do those Marlboros. I never went to war, but I swear I got a purple heart, yo. I'm talking barbecues, backyard smoke. Every time I open up the car door. And for them niggas that they hardcore, just know I will get in your grill like charcoal. Six phones on me, got more lines than a barcode. Polo down to the beat, niggas call me Marco. I seen this Darko in the new Mercedes coupe. Cute as Betty Boo in them little Daisy Dukes. So she gotta be a stripper or her man got crazy loot. She say she 28, which means she's born in 82. She let me interview her just like Carson Daly do. And we talked about some things that we can maybe do. Like come and scoop you in the evening when the sky is navy blue.
Okay.
If you want a trick, go to Barnum's and Bailey Pool. Can be my partner and my lady too. No, we don't go together, but let's just say we do for the summertime. Take her back to the house, now it's condom time. If you see a dope car, it's probably one of mine. One of my partner Big Hood for some bud and a slut.
Why?
Cause I heard he got a bunch of dimes.
This is summertime shit. Roll up your weed and relax a little bit. Pull out your wheel and start a little bit. Take a ride through the hood with you and your bad bitch. This that summertime shit. This that summertime shit, nigga. Big Hood. Tell me, who you know fresh as high? Christian Louboutin sneakers when I step up in the spot. Ralph Lauren rubbish shirt hanging off my back with a dime piece that look like Lauren London just to match. It's the summertime remix. Had to call my boy Sadell, better known as the Prince. From Dallas to Atlanta, I'll be at the pool party chilling in cabanas with some Latin chicks and they only speak Spanish. Close up the curtains cause we about to get manners. Do this all the time so I take these things for granted. And I ain't talking about kitchen taps.
Nope.
I'm talking about pretty women with their stomachs at. Rolling up, blowing kush, hanging out the trap tap. Music blasting out the speakers like they had a side cap. And I stay with the cheese, something like a crack pack. When I'm in New Orleans, I go holla at Moosa. And my dude Spitzer.
Woo!
Jets, nigga.
Jay.
Good music, big boy music. Had to make it happen, now all of y'all jamming to this. And you probably fall in love with it. And you know I got a dumb aura, stupid, and I'm something like a badass, pussy. By the way, free that nigga for the summertime. Hey, this that summertime shit. Roll up your weed and relax a little bit. Pull out your wheel and start a little bit. Take a ride through the hood with you and your bad bitch. This that summertime shit. This that summertime shit, nigga.
Real dog.
Yeah,
it's summertime.
Yes, yeah. Old car, new bra. My girlfriend had with me, give her a minute to cool off. You are not even close, though you try. No cigars, open jaws, cannabis cards, easy ride. L Coke 350, easy ride. Smoking West Coast trees when I'm on the east side. In front of the club, but I'm not going inside. Well, just for a minute, see how many hoes in it. Saying to the beast, that's not my piece, she just roll with me. Plus, she roll sticky and good for the occasional quickie. I'm picking bad bitches out, they mix match bickets. Couldn't find the whole set, was in a rush to come and get it. That's word to my jet set fitted. Get these women a few bottles of that pink, but I'm not sipping. I'm in the back, got the sink twisting. Yeah.
Southern Smoke, yay! 2011, the summertime remix. Laughing the ghetto high.
Real
boy,
talk.
Norbert engineering this thing right about now.
Better get it in, man.
And if you ain't rolling up, smoking something real good, or pouring up your Ciroc, champagne,
yo,
whatever the fuck you drink, I don't know what the hell you doing.
Hey, he said some real
summertime
stuff. It is the summertime. Real talk. That's my man Big Hood on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about the urban experience, all about these young G's doing what they do. We just getting started. I'm going to give everybody a chance to check in, do what they do. Again, the number 347-934-0318. I'm going to hit my man Chevy Woods, let you know. Yo, since we talking about summertime, springtime, it is what it is. We're going to jump off with all these tracks that's definitely making you feel real good this time of year. The track is called Cookout. Holla at you, boy.
And that's a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to shout out Taylor Gang. And shout out my car keys. Big business, bitch.
I'm just chilling, looking, sipping,
oh, yeah,
smoking like a G-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
my nigga, stand back. Once again, I'd like to thank the Taylor Gang.
Friend.
And if you hate him,
we gon' drink,
well,
we gon' smoke, we gon' turn it.
Roll another doobie. Only papers, baby, fill it with that
oobie.
Let a G roll the OG, then roll one for OG. Yeah, that's the homie. Zigzag, baby, no leap. Acting like you know the whistle, man, that's my homie. If that's gin, nigga, pull me. Sip it slow, she go down slow like a slow leak. Cop the car from a dealer, pulled off, thumbs up to the homie Mac Miller. Yeah, King Kong, young gorilla. My cup overfloweth, I'm a rhyme spiller. All day, Mr. Count It Up. I lost count, I don't never think it's enough. I get it hundred after hundred. So everything you did with that money, I done done it.
Gone. Smoking like a G-shirt.
Oh.
On my fly, open shit.
What's that?
Clint Eastwood. Tell a friend, bring a friend.
Yeah.
It's a cookout. We gon' drink, we gon' smoke, we gon' turn this
yes, out. Indeed. Yeah. Drop top, leather seats, tape deck playing. She a freak. It ain't about money, it ain't my language. Don't know my name in memory of Rick James, bitch. You know that I'm a Taylor, though. So to the cops, Cartoon George, which way'd he go? Shit, nigga, I done blew 80 O's, then 80 O's, then 80 more. In my lifetime, no Jay-Z, just OZs, roll something, smoke weed, drink liquor, double cups, no lean in it. Fuck us up. I tell her, bitch, I be airborne. Then in a minute, in my lap, where her hair going. She keep it G. She love a nigga. I tell her, chill. I'm fucking with you.
I'm just chillin', lookin', sippin', smokin' like a G shirt. On my fly, open shit.
What's that?
Clint Eastwood.
Real
friend.
Talk.
Bring a friend.
Real
bring
talk.
A friend, baby.
It's a cookout. I'ma roll one up as you should.
past, park the time machine. Bitch, you can write a movie off the shit I've been seen. Rolling them Khalifa papers up with all kinds of green. Smoking while I'm rapping, nigga, don't get no time between. Yeah, I came up in the game, it took time, you see. I show you how to get your money up and get high as me. Spoke to my dad the other day, said he proud of me. My girl said she found 30 racks when she found my jeans. I told her, blow it. Like her nose was running. What you hating me for, fam? Get some hoes or something. Niggas know me for twisting the whole piece. Fuck around and I might toss you a O or something. I'ma let you hold it and you owe us nothing. It's the shit that I be smoking, so be careful how you roll it when you puffin'. Got a projector in the crib like Nino. Niggas ain't gotta talk about it, we know.
I'm just chillin' low.
Taylor gang, we all heroes.
Like a G-shirt.
Motherfucker.
This way they do that right, man. Shut up, no way. They do that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. International artists that are changing the game.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This.
And you know
man.
This.
Real talk. Man. You gotta get your mind right. You gotta get in where you fit in. The number's 347-934-0318. Matter of fact, how am I going to do it, man? You know, I'm going to switch gears just for a second. I'm going to give everybody something to grow on and to think on. Real talk. The number's 347-934-0318. I want everybody to realize, like I say before, man, yo, my man Barack, I mean, I just can't say it enough, man. Yo. He did his thing, man. He did his thing. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of unfortunate controversy, you know, because we can't escape that. But in the midst of that, yo, you cannot take away from the fact that, yo, he's doing a thing, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of however long you want to say it took, you know, this, that, and the other. I'm going to get off into that in just a second. But I just want everybody to realize that, yo, my man is holding it down. He's doing what he do. You know, I'm definitely opening up the lines tonight for more comments, questions, and concerns about this whole ordeal. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do that at radio. And I'm going to run this right here right quick just because I'm feeling like this. Check this out.
As some of you heard, the state of Hawaii released my official long-form birth certificate. Hopefully, that this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further. Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. Obviously, we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night. Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he certainly would bring some change to the White House. See what we've got up there.
Yo, real talk. All I'm saying is, man, yo, I'm going to go there. I'm just saying, you know, man, you know, to question one man's authority is another. The question is ethnic background is something totally different. And I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to get off into it. I'm going to let it rest. Yo, I'm getting everybody's like, Jay, don't do it right now. I ain't going to do it right now. I'm just going to wait. Real talk on where they do it. It's all about Urban Experience, all about these G's doing what they do. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press one on the dial so Jay Dawg can definitely put you on blast. And this is what I'm finna do right now. I'm finna go to the call lines. I'm finna go to request lines. Finna see what's up. Finna see what's happening before I kick this whole thing off. Yo, real talk. It is what it is. You know how it's going down. So let me go to the call lines right now to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller number one, the last four digits is 0087. You're definitely in the building. Yo, 10,292 to be exact in the queue, 22 million live. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio, man?
I need some money, man. I need some money. Give me some money, man.
Yo, man, how much money you need, man?
Man, I don't need a lot, you know. Just enough to buy an island.
Enough to buy an island?
Yeah.
I feel you. Oh, so hey, you don't come up with your escape route, bro?
Yeah, I'm over here plotting, man. Plotting real hard. hey, you know, today's like a back into the community type day.
True.
But I'm just trying to prep a lot of things so that down the road it looks better, you know? Make my next move better than my last move.
That's right. Hey, I like that. I got to write that down. Make my next move better than my last move. Say that again. Am I saying it right? Say it again one more time.
No, just like how you said. I don't remember.
I feel you. Hey, it's just so fluid. It just rolls off, man. You say, man, you got it. Y'all better be recording this stuff, man. Yo, my man giving it away for free now. Man, this is my man, H. Philadelphia's in the building. Real talk. I feel you, though, man. You know what? We need to put our money together, man, and buy an island, man. Charter a cruise out there, make it a one-way ticket, man. You know, real talk, because it's some shit.
I don't know if the cruise going to make it. Where I'm trying to go, don't change.
Where you trying to go, man? I'm
trying to go home, man.
Trying to go home? I feel you.
Yeah, I'm trying to go home.
Hey,
trying to get out of this drink for a little bit.
I feel you. Hey, tell the listeners where is home, man.
Oh, Trinidad. The island of Trinidad. A beautiful place. I gotta get back there so I can get my accent jumping. You know what I'm saying? Once I get my accent back, it's over.
I feel you. You don't come in that they done totally Americanized you over here. It's like, yo, this dude from Trinidad. It's like, yeah, you can kind of hear it a little bit. It's like, man, he been up north too long, man. You know, but. I feel you. You know, ain't nothing wrong with going back home. I always tell folks, man, in order to know where you came from, you know, let me get it right. In order for you to know where you're going,
you
got to know where you came from. And you got to always pay homage back to that, man. You know, and it's, you know, hey, a lot of us, you know, man, if we can go back to where it all started, you know what I'm saying? That would be a blessing, I think. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jay, you talk to CYN in a minute?
Hey, man. Hey, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to him in a minute, but I know he's been real busy. Matter of fact, I got some paperwork for him. CYN, if you out there, man, hit me up. You know my number, man, 347-934-0318. Definitely. I've been keeping tabs on him. He's been real busy with a lot of stuff between the J.O. and everything else. But, yo,
we got some things that we're working on or whatever. But where I was going with this is anybody that's on this line right now, you're trying to do some – well, not if you're trying to. Let's do some music. Let's network a bit, man, because I hear a lot of people on here, but I don't see anything in my email. My email is at ayciz@gmail.com. Just send me anything. It doesn't matter. If you want to send me some pictures so I can throw it on my website, I'm trying to get my website together and do a lot of things. So let's go, man. Where they do that is a beautiful place.
That's what's up. Now, what's up? Real talk, man. Hey, we're going to definitely put the word out there, man, and definitely let everybody know. You definitely need to be getting with this dude, man, because, yo, he's definitely making it move and shake all the way around, man. Yo, your dude Maverick.
Speaking of Maverick, man, I sent you, I believe I sent you, like, three tracks the other day.
That's
one
right.
One of them was called They Want to Test Me, and then Climbing the Ladder. It's anything that I send you from this is part of Dummy Language Part 2, Volume 1. Dummy Language Part 1 was me, you know, and everybody, they thought that Dummy Language Part 2, Volume 1 was going to be me as well, but I wanted to show them that there's different avenues you can go with this music thing, because I don't plan to be in front of the mic for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? I plan to be somewhere in, like a part of what's going on. Maybe I might be on the mic, or maybe I might be in the background, you never know, So this is a project that's Dummy Language Part 2, Volume 1, Maverick the Poet. He's a really talented artist, and he's also a clothes maker. He makes clothes, and he designs things, like he'll design shoes and stuff like that. There's big names. He's worked with people like Fabulous and I believe he told me Busta Rhymes or something like that, but this is like in the past. So right now what we're doing is actually building his music career, and I'm right there in the forefront, so.
True that, true that. Well, hey, real talk, man. I got a joint for my man. I think this track is called Lose Focus. I think that's what it is. I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah. You want to know something crazy about that track? That song right there, every time I hear it, I kind of sense a little bit of Eminem in there, but I don't know if it's just me, but the song, it's a beautiful song, man, and he come from a hard struggle, so he expresses it through music, which is what most people like these days. They want to talk about the, you know, the fancy life, but I guess once they make it, it's right to talk about it.
That's right. That's real. That's real. Matter of fact, world premiere from my man Maverick. You got my man H. Is Philadelphia's in the building. Yo, remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do It Radio. Now, you know, H, I told everybody, but, you know, people been calling me off and on. I already don't warn them, man. I'm going to be in rare form tonight. So I'm just going to let them know, man. It's going to be one of them days, man. So, yo, if you need to go ahead and put the man on speed dial, call your friend Mary up, get one, get right, because real talk.
But yeah, you know what? Today is that day for me too, man. I'm off of that little probation situation. So,
you see how he said that, right? You know, off that little situation. Well, you know, I feel you though. I feel you. Yo, real talk, man. Yo, homie, you gonna need it after tonight, man. Because all I'm finna say is, man, we finna definitely let him have it. We finna definitely let him know what's up, what's happening. Yo, VW, you riding shotgun with me, man?
What's up?
Hey, we holding
what's
it down.
What's going on,
dude? Hey.
What's
how
up,
y'all?
Y'all?
I miss y'all, man.
We miss y'all too, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? My man Barack doing his thing. We like, yo, real talk. It is what it is. So I'm just
major situations going on.
Major situations.
Oh, yeah, y'all got to check that cover out too, man. It's on my Facebook.
Okay.
Barack is on it, so.
Oh, man. Oh, you got to check it out. Real talk. I got some. I'm just going to just say this before I jump into this track by Lose Focus. Yo, when y'all seen a Barack do the speech, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that was missing when he made a speech and he said, God bless
some cuss words and a blunt or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was so cool.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what was missing. What was missing is that Shaft music. You know that Shaft
music?
Yeah.
That music, right?
Real talk, man.
Know he already got like a little pimp strut about him anyway. When he walked away from the podium after it was all said and done, it was just like, bro, black power then, brother.
I ain't lying, man. Real talk. I'm just saying, y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can hate on my man. I don't care.
It don't matter. It's irrelevant. He stands at the seal of the United States president, Commander-in-Chief.
He letting you know real talk what it is. Matter of fact, this is what I'm finna do, man. I'm finna give my man Maverick his just due. Go ahead. I'm finna give him his just due. Then I'm gonna come back after this break because I got some more callers on the line. Yo, it's finna be off the chain. So VW, I already told him, man. It's finna be. I'm in rare form tonight. Hey, I got my cognac up here in the booth.
Okay.
You know, and I got some shit on my mind right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's a party.
Hey, it's a party. You already know this. This is Maverick, world premiere. The track's called Lose Focus. Trust me, we're going to be right back. We ain't going nowhere. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do to That Radio.
Yeah. They say a man's measured from how much he can withstand or the things he's been through, you know?
Maverick the poet.
I've been through a lot of hard times.
Tell me language.
Awful positions. Boxed in the corner where I thought I would never win.
Tell me language. I'm the king of America.
More and more, I'm losing focus. I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy. The battle has begun. More and more, I'm losing focus. I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain.
Get up.
Nothing comes too easy. The battle has begun.
Yeah.
A world that's against me. Ghetto light, police lights. Eventually they'll get me. Drugs in the street,
deliberately to tempt me. Smoke it or sell it, either way it's all a mislead. A drought comes like wintertime, shit freeze. Bullets have no names, just targets, went off at MB. Proud mainly saw through violence and never good deeds. It cost to die and live, so how we live free. Jails filled with criminals as well as innocent thieves. Stole their peace of mind, or let their peace squeeze. Won't let you take me alive, I'll make your pricks bleed. Rear view mirror, I can see I'm in a good lead. I stress hard, gotta hit the good green. To kill a shot, I'm zoning, but am I still me? High up my mind, I'm chilling when will it spill and leave. Hard to see the picture when you focus on the blurry scene.
I know, despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun. More and more I'm losing focus, despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun.
I say nothing is too easy, everything is hard, evil things men do. Gotta find your place with God. Lower level thinking mean a lower income job. Bigger picture sinking, bigger hungry mob. Money over everything, now everything's a lie. Everything over money, keep me sane and on my job. Town is priceless, get caught in the hype quick. You bright as the light gets, you hard off like white shit. Nothing in my spirit to feel unfair at this time. Giving less of a fuck now, one day at a time. How would you feel if everything was a lie? And you fighting for the truth, but you never to find. Am I stuck in the hood, the ghetto, simply to die? Selling drugs, guzzle liquor, and emptying out my nine. Now bringing up my fury, emptying out my mind. My heart keeps beating, I speak till I flat.
More and more I'm losing focus, I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun. More and more I'm losing focus, I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun.
Okay, no room to worry. Okay, no room to cry. Okay, no one can move me, hurt me, not at this time.
No way.
No room for failure, not even a step behind. Forward progress, emotion, and pay your haters no mind. Feeling better desires, keep what's better beside. Reaching better design for elevating my mind. Celebrating the time, hell is waiting and I'm never falling back. In position, racing through lines, keeping patient, I try.
But it's so hard, my dreams seem so far. My heart's been so scarred, deliver me.
I'm leaning to the left, can you center me? Me, seen the path for the dark and where sin and lead. Proposing to the game on bending knee. Boys now to men to a name that was meant for me. Married the poet, orchestrating lines and symphonies. Music is my life out just as much as
more
I breathe.
More and more I'm losing focus, I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun. More and more I'm losing focus, I know. Despite my fears and all my sorrows, tears and all my problems, I try to maintain. Nothing comes too easy, the battle has begun. More and more I'm losing focus,
you're not taking my life.
Despite my fears and all my sorrows, not taking my all my problems,
no
I try to maintain.
You're not taking
nothing
my life.
Nothing comes too easy, the battle
you're not
has
taking
begun.
My life.
More and more I'm losing focus,
you're not
no.
taking
despite
my life.
Despite my fears and all my sorrows,
no
tears
way.
And all my problems,
no.
I try to maintain.
Never. You're not taking
nothing
my life.
Nothing comes too easy,
survival.
The battle
you're not
has
taking
begun.
My life.
Language. J-Dawg, what it is, homie? See Fred checking in. Where they do that radio live, man. Big racks, you know what it is, man. Y'all vote that thing, man. See Fred Future non-star at the stand up. S-C-E. Yo.
Jump. Jump.
What it is.
Hey, nigga, I'm here to get a nigga stand up out here, shorty. Yeah, nigga. Corporate E&T, corporate E&T, 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 E to get on money. That's just all a nigga know. Hey, my trap fucking. That's just all a nigga know. Your trap ain't doing nothing. I heard it moving mighty slow, but me, I'm getting big rats, yeah. Big rock, yeah. Big bang, roll, nigga, big tag. Me, I'm getting big rats, yeah. Big rock, yeah. Big bang, roll, nigga, big night.
I got another one. I got another headbust in the ring as well. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of folks doing their thing on where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience, man. But V-Dub, you know what, man? Sometimes people can say stuff to you when you're having the best mood, the best vibe. You know what I'm saying? Everything just going smooth. And then somebody will say some more dumb shit that'll just make you want to just like, you know what I'm saying? It make you want to just say, you know what, man, real talk.
Tell them to stop catching feelings, J-Dog.
What I'm really finna tell them.
No,
is like
you
this.
Tell them to go straight there.
I'm finna tell them that real talk.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? So get it right. You know what I'm
fix
saying?
Fix your facial expressions.
You know what I'm saying? Some people be catching feelings over shit they ain't got no business catching feelings over. The shit that is relevant, that's what everybody's concerned with. The shit you're supposed to be focused on, you have no clue. There's something wrong with that.
I have a public service announcement. There is a viral video going around Facebook talking about it's the execution of Bin Laden. It's a virus. Oh. Please don't watch that mess, y'all, unless you're ready to buy another computer.
Unless you're ready to buy another computer.
I just read somebody warning me, and then I just got a message saying, watch the video in my messenger. It's a virus, so
yeah.
I got to give my girl a shout-out for warning me. And then they log off. They send you to, they say, see the execution, then they log off.
I mean, it's real talk.
It's a virus.
It is a virus.
Yeah.
I'm going to go here just for a second. Yo, for all those that are very intrigued to find out, you know, really, you know, what happened, you want to see the video footage, the shots of what actually took place with Bin Laden, you know, I've been blessed, or let's say privileged, to kind of get some inside scoop on really the barometer of stuff that has happened. And because we work in media, I'm going to start some shit videos. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. So if your email stop blowing up, you know what it's for.
I got you.
All right, pretty much, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, but I just going to give you points to look out to. right. And I'm saying this concerns all media. I'm not just talking about what you're finna get on the email. I'm talking about if you're watching it on television, this, that, and the other. Now, everybody familiar with Photoshop, right? You know, Photoshop is photo edited programming where they can pretty much take a picture and put it on another person's body and do a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, I'm not saying this to start no conspiracy theories or anything like that, but I just something real interesting. I saw some footage of supposedly they had the photos of Bin Laden after his demise, and it were three photos. One was like, okay, they showed where he was shot. The other one showed where he was like charred and burned. I don't know where that came from. And it was another, a third shot. And the thing that kind of got to my attention was the fact that the first and the third shot was the exact same shot. It's just somebody photoshopped the first shot and photoshopped the third shot. And I mean, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I pay too much attention to detail, you know. Maybe like Cat Williams, you know, sometimes we make you pay attention to stuff you ain't probably paying attention to. I don't know. I'm just saying. I saw that, so I got a little concerned. So I did a little more research and come to find out that pretty much I'm gonna be honest with you guys. For all y'all that don't know, ain't figured it out. However, I'm gonna say it this way. However it occurred, it did occur. It happened. It's done. It's over with. His body was set out to sea, and there are no witnesses. So pretty much whatever they tell you happened, what the fuck happened? I mean, I don't know no other way to say that. I don't know other way to put that. I just can only say that, hell, who the hell are you going to ask this, that can dispute it otherwise, because they left no fucking witnesses. So treat it for what it is. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going out there. I mean, you brought up the issue about somebody sending viruses with this particular footage. Now I'm going to say this. I'm not trying to scare anyone, but I do feel that a lot of our listeners need to be informed. If you're in front of your computer right now, I am going to employ every computer user to type in words, one word, anonymous. Just type in the word anonymous. And when you type in the word anonymous, you're going to see certain things under the word anonymous that's going to reveal some things to you. For all y'all who don't keep up with the news and politics and so forth, Anonymous is a group that is a worldwide organization. They call themselves Anonymous because nobody knows who they are. But they have a lot of influences, power, and ability to do things. I mean, I'm going to show you how big Anonymous is and just some of the recent things they just done. VW, you remember in the news when you started hearing about WikiLeaks?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, let's just say this is WikiLeaks on steroids. This group shut down Visa, MasterCard, Social Security Administration. They've shut down Sony. You know, if you're a P3 player and you couldn't get on to play your video game, yeah. You know, what I'm trying to say is this. These guys.
Okay, I heard about that because they were saying Sony's been hacked.
Yeah.
I was like, how the hell do you hack Sony?
Well, I mean, you'll be surprised. This group,
you know what? This is just a bunch of mess. Pretty much like Kanye say, it's cool now. Just anything.
Hey, anything goes. All I'm saying is real talk now, you know, and I'm not trying to provoke, you know, Anonymous to come shut us down by no means. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to, you know, we got some listeners that just are not aware.
J-Dog, did they
shut us down? Okay.
Y'all see what
J-Dog
done started.
I'm trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
A baby that did one way is going to keep your hand up bluff longer than you need to be here, girl.
Wow.
What are we keeping her? What are we keeping them? What are we saying? Who are you?
nigga, fuck your dream.
It's revealing a glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter how hard we work, daddy, then we as a people, we can only go but so far.
In the city he loves the most.
I love A with all my heart.
High school senior Jamal defies all odds when he dares to dream.
We got to stand up together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more in life than the streets of the Bluff.
Like, sometimes I just, you know, think, go buy a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A, you feel?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
Say, promise me that you're
here. Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. Poor can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling ass hoe. Oh, bless it.
Man, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah,
being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream.
If you called you last night, they want you to come in the band.
I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Zerard is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Wow.
Nah, little bruh, that ain't for me. Thank you for joining.
For real?
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. Man, you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, and you die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there, and something. We be right there, I'm gonna tell you, man, this is always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
What the fuck kind of tells you about putting my goddamn hands on my mom's
drunk ass? We grown. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hey, hold on, front.
Just the weather put your hands on my girl, home woman, man.
Hold on, I got
control your woman, bro.
That everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. But nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga.
Nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher. Rashida. Clayton English. Young Jit. Andrea Pitts. Sierra Gamble. Brandon Wallace. Chris Manuel. John Quill Scott.
John.
Marquita Goings. Ron English. Chris Holyfield. Too Too Cute. From writer and director Henderson Maddox. 5 days in the A. Life, love, and the struggle.
And you know this. And you know man. This.
Yo, I'm back. I'm back. Hey, damn it. Maybe Anonymous shut us down. I don't know. Yo, VW still here, man? V-Dub. Calling V-Dub. Calling V-Dub. Real talk. It is what it is. Real talk. I'm just going to say this, man. Yo, just pay attention, man. That's all I'm finna say. It's finna get real in the battlefield. I'm finna shed some light on a lot of issues. I'm finna make a lot of people mad. I'm finna make a lot of people upset, but I'm finna make you think at the same time. The number's 347-934-0318. All you gotta do is press 1 on the dial. J-Dawg will put you on blast. Matter of fact, it's what we're finna do right now. I'm finna go to the call line, see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at. On where they do it at radio. Yo, caller number one. Caller number one. The last four digits is 8845. You are live. Where they do to that radio? Over 12,000 in the queue and counting. 22 million live. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Hey, J-Dawg, V-Dawg. This is Trinae Nichelle here online.
All right, all right. That's what's up. That's what's happening. What's good with you, Miss Trinae?
Oh, my God. Apparently, not as what's good as, you know, you guys got it going on over there. I guess I'm in the wrong spot.
I'm just going to just let you know, man. Hey, it's a lot of great stuff popping off, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to inform the listeners of just really the barometer of just really what's going on. A lot of people got to catch up to a lot of the stuff that's actually happening. Been getting a lot of emails. Been getting a lot of comments. I'm just going to say that. A lot of comments about you know, everything that took place, you know, on May 1st, all the way up to now, you know. I got a couple of things I do want to get off my chest, and I will be doing that before the end of the night. Just a lot of stuff in general. People have to realize that media is a very powerful thing, and it is meant to inform us. But in the same token of us being informed, we have to understand where a lot of these sources come from. You know, it's
agreed.
It's,
agreed.
You know,
I definitely agree.
Yeah, because it's kind of like I come from an age group where, you know, we grew up hearing about Malcolm. We grew up hearing about Martin Luther King. We grew up hearing about Marcus Garvey. We were very intrigued with the movement in terms of, you know, black empowerment, the culture, the whole nine yards. When we finally got of an age where we could actually have our own voice and be heard, these leaders were gone. And we were left subject to the things that we were around and the influence. And by far at that particular time, and even now today, the greatest influence is media right now. You know, media has a tendency to tell us what's hot, what's not, how we should look, how we should dress. It tells us everything.
Yeah.
So because of that, you got to take heed to the actual source that's giving you a certain sense of direction. I just know for a fact that just where we are, I had a comment the other day that, and I'm going to repeat it because I brought it up last night on the air. Someone asked, it was like, and it was talking about our president, chief, commander, chief, and they asked me the question, well, tell me the truth. Why did you actually vote for Barack? Was it because he was black? And, you know, I kind of got a little offensive for them asking me that. It was a legitimate question, so I gave them the best answer that I could come up with, which was yes. You know, I mean, if you're going to ask me number one, yeah, that's just he's black. That's why I voted for him. I mean, what is the problem? You know, it's like, you know, I think, and it's just my opinion, so I want everybody to really feel me with what I'm going to say. I feel that until we have 43 more black presidents, y'all need to let me have this. Whatever he does, good or bad, I don't care at this point. I'm just proud he's doing the job that he's doing. And despite all of this coming against him, he's still doing what he's supposed to do.
I agree. I'm kind of mad though. I got to put it out there. I'm upset because I'm, you know, there's all these emails going out about, you know, boycott The Apprentice. So now that means that I can't see NeNe Leakes and Star Jones fight no more. You know, I'm mad about that. I'm about to shut the princess down, you know, all the drama, you know.
Yeah.
I'm mad about that. But there's something that you did say that I really, really paid attention to, which is when you were talking about the Photoshop possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a friend of mine sent me a text saying, saying that Bin Laden was dead. And I sent him a text back saying, yeah, just like Donald Trump is broke.
Okay.
And he sent me an LOL. So, like you said, we really don't know. I hate to say it. I don't believe it. I would like to believe that our president, you know, was the one that really put all of that, you know, forth, started that whole thing and got this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Unless I see his head sitting on somebody's mop stick, I'm not sure if I believe it. But I'd like to think that it's true.
Well, I believe it's true. I kind of want to go one step further and say I believe it. I know there's a certain level of order that comes with this. And there's also a great deal of common sense that also goes on top of it. And when you put all that stuff together, it's kind of like, to me, just the mere fact that it was quoted, it was said, it was done, and then, you know, everything happened was enough for me. I don't need the details, really, and honestly, I mean, from my standpoint, I don't need the details. I don't need to see an autopsy. I don't need to see the bullet holes in his head. I don't need to see that. I just, the mere fact that I know that he is not here, to me, is mission accomplished. And that's what I'm giving, you know, Barack credit for, you know, job well done. I look at it from a lot of standpoints. Now, the media is going to have a frenzy with all this because, you know, it makes great publicity. It's going to boost everybody's ratings in terms of they even, you know, touch one part of the story or another. People have to realize that with all the stuff that's being done, we just have to pay attention and keep score. And pretty much, if you're not keeping score, that's where it gets dangerous at. It's real dangerous. You got to know what's up. You got to know what's happening. This is what I'm going to do right here. I'm going to jump into a track right quick, come back, take some more comments, questions, and concerns. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I want you to get your mind right now because I got some stuff for you. Real talk, if you ain't got the weed man on speed dial. Yes, I did say weed man. Is that wrong? Hey, I mean, that's what you call it. I'm just saying, yo, get your friend on the line. Do what you do. Make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I got stuff. I got some shit on my chest, and I got to get it off. Real talk. So get your mind right. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, perfect track by my man, Tricky Fingers. It's called Keep It Moving. We got to keep it moving. Real talk. You know what it is.
Got fresh, now it's time to swing. Damn, being broke, gotta keep it moving, man. Burn on my lap as I make my bang. These jokers so lame, gotta keep it moving, man. Dudes they know me, wanna spend a little change. Acting all strange, gotta keep it moving, man. Saw the kind of cute and she twerking that thing. Say she got old man, gotta keep it moving, man. Fast lane life, I'm addicted to the hustle game. I was 13 when I learned how to cook cane. Real game bitches even learned how.
I Gotta keep it moving, man. Gotta keep it moving, man. Gotta keep it moving, man. Real talk. That's my man, Tricky Fingers. Yo, real talk. That's gotta be my man's theme song. Gotta keep it moving. That's what I mean, man. Yo, Barack, I got your back, baby. Keep it moving, man. Real talk.
So wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him. It took Bill 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy, just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport? Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off, take your drawers off, go on over there. You think you free, white, and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Think if he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport, wouldn't it?
Real talk. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. These are just thoughts that
you
I
have. You
got
to be careful when we make you notice shit you ain't supposed to notice. Like, I don't even give a fuck about politics no more because I done figured it out. All of the government is pimps. They all pimps because pimps say shit to you and then don't explain it. That's how our government do it. A pimp will have a woman in the car and be like, get out there and suck some dick. We're going to take over all of Stone Mountain. She don't ask no questions. She just, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to do my motherfucking part. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. That's how the fuck our government treat us. Just tell us shit don't make no sense. What the fuck are we still doing in Iraq? Can somebody tell me? Ain't we killed everybody? That's why I love America. We some goddamn bullies. We don't give a shit. We be on CNN like, say our name, bitch. Say it. Say it 3 times. To see if we don't come over there and kill everybody. You don't believe we gangsters? Tell me what the Iraqi uniform look like. Don't worry, I'll wait. Because you ain't never seen that motherfucker. We ain't killing they army, nigga. We killing them. We over there killing niggas in sweatpants, tank tops, flip-flops, and a cowboy hat. You shouldn't have been talking shit.
Yo, real talk. I'm just saying, these are thoughts that run through my mind constantly. Constantly. So, if I have offended anyone, if I made you upset, smoke you some weed. And I say smoke you some weed openly because I don't think weed is a drug. You know why I don't think weed is a drug? You know why?
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
So get your mind right. I mean, real talk. America, wake up, man. Come on now. Yo, you know, a lot of people are upset still at the fact that Barack is the head nigga in charge. I don't get that, man. Get over it. He ain't going nowhere, man. He ain't. Get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, yo, he did his job. He got it done. And deal with it. You know, he did it. You know, however you want to sugarcoat it, however you want to say it, however you want to speculate and create conspiracy theories and stuff like that, whatever. Case in point, he did what he had to do. And it's done. So now that it's done, we need to move on to more pressing issues. Pressing issue right now is that we need to pay attention to this upcoming election. We need to pay attention to the candidates that are running. And we need to pay attention to what is being said and done. You always hear, never let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Well, America, I'm going to tell you something. You need to pay attention. Because, all right, you know, they said the revolution would not be televised. I'm saying, what if? What if it's been televised right now? You just don't know it. Man, wake up, man. Real talk, it is what it is. The number 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of callers on the line. I got some artists on the line. I definitely got to let them get their shine on, their grind on. 22 million, to be exact, then Last FM doing their thing. But in the meantime, America, I want you to realize that these artists that I'm bringing on the air, a lot of folks around the world is coming on the air. Yo, they real thinkers just like you now. So we want to hear from you. We want to know where you're doing at. The number 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. Yo, caller number 2. Caller number 2. If the last 4 digits is 8225, you are definitely live. 13,819 to be exact, live. 22 million in the queue.
What's going on, fam?
What's up with you, man? What we got checking in on where they do to that radio, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? KCMO Free Thinker all day, man. Trying to hear that Switch It Up by Legion, man. Go ahead and get that for me.
Hey, I'm going to run that for you, homie. I'm going to run that for you. Before I drop that on you, man, I want to find out who else you want to send them shout-outs to, man.
Hey, man, let me go ahead and send a shout-out to Legion. Saying my homegirl Rissa up here, man. Just a couple other people. Watch, follow all them people out there. Know me. You know, for them people that's, you know, behind bars, man. Hold your head. That's about all it is, though.
That's real. That's real, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it for them soldiers, man. We got to let them soldiers know what's up, man. Because, yo, they definitely ain't forgotten about. We know what's up and what's happening. So, you know, hey, definitely got to do that. Real talk. I'm going to get ready to drop this track by Legion called Switch It Up. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo,
yes,
it's definitely a hot. It's just a hot joint. It's a hot joint. But, Playboy, I want to just put you on blast just for a second, man. Because, you know, being a free thinker, an open-minded person, a person that definitely keep it real and keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? What do you want to say to all the folks that still hating on my boy Barack Obama, man? Just, you know, you got the worldwide audience right here locked in live. Just let them know.
Yo, so I got some mixed feelings about Barack, though, man, because like I said, you know, there's a lot of things going on with the election and, you know, him coming in, you know, being the first black president. And, you know, a lot of people who don't have the education, you know, see that and automatically think that it's just a, you know, big thing, and this is going to happen, and now, you know, everything's going to change and this and that. But almost like you just said, my friend, it's like everything that's going on as far as the revolution is being televised now.
That's
everything
right.
is actually changing, is in transition, and it's not such a good thing. The thing about Barack is, you know, as far as the mentality, you know, for young black men in America, it's a good thing, but as far as, you know, the health of our nation and where it's going, I really don't think it's a good thing.
No. Hey, exactly.
So I got some mixed emotions about Barack right now.
You know, and that's legitimate. That is, you know what, because this is the point I was really trying to stress, you know, in everything that I'm saying and what I'm doing. Like, I'm going to make a lot of sponsors and advertisers mad. Again, if you're mad, you know, I'm talking to my advertisers, sponsors. You guys, you know, let me just do this right here, Playboy, right quick. For all my sponsors and advertisers who are upset at the whole fact, real talk, J Dog does not.
I don't give a fuck.
Because you're going to get it. You're going, because it's the truth, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk, man. Yes,
real
sir.
Talk. It is, it's like this. There are a lot of things that are happening and that have happened, and we've watched them, but nobody's really spoke on it. Nobody's really paid attention to it. Some people, I don't know if they're afraid to say something. I don't know if they just aren't paying attention. The thing that's scary to me, man, is that a lot of folks know who's gonna go to the playoffs in the NBA, but still they keeping score on really what the business is with
our economy.
That's what's scary to me. That's like, to me, it's like, wait a minute now. You mean to tell me you didn't know this was going to happen? I mean, you didn't hear the speech? You didn't read the newspaper? I mean, you didn't even got to – if you live in a fucking cave, man, even if you live in a cave, you just open your door and look around. Shit don't look a little strange to you?
That's exactly right, man. I mean, a lot of people right now that need to wake up, man. It's like they over here sleepwalking shit. And it's, you know, it's a lot of people that just, you know, just go along with their humdrum lives. They don't even think about the things. It's like if you don't see it, you know, then it's – it's not around. Like, a thousand of people that die every day around the world, it's like people hear that, but, oh, you know, whatever. Then, you know, somebody down on the block, it's like, you know, this big deal because everybody's just worried about their own little box.
Exactly.
And it's like, I feel like, you know, just as a whole, you know, black people need to wake the fuck up anyway, man. We so, you know, comfortable looking our own little boxes. It's, you know, it's not going to, in the long run, it's not going to be a good thing.
It's not going to be a good thing. All I'm saying is that all of us that came up on all that stuff I was saying earlier, yo, we heard the speeches from Malcolm. We heard it from Huey. We heard it from Marcus Garvey. We heard it from Martin Luther King. All I'm saying is right now, listen to what I'm finna say. Right now, this is what these guys laid it down for. And for more people, where it's in your home, it's on your cell phone, it's in your local library, for you to be too afraid to utilize that is scary, man. Because it's like,
It is
super scary to me, because it's like, if you don't fuck around and get in the game, trust me, if you don't choose a side has already been chosen. They already drew a line in the sand. So real talk, you got to figure this shit out. And you don't have a whole lot of time to do it. That's even scary. It's like, all right, well, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised, man. You know, they wake up tomorrow. If tomorrow you woke up, and they posted on the media and every newspaper, you know, the military vans rolled up. Everybody jumped out of army fatigues. They said, all right, for all y'all who know the business line up on this side, for all y'all that still trying to figure it out, come on over here. It's kind of like that one is going to get real to folks. That's going to be too little too late.
Exactly.
It's too little too late. It's just like I said, let's back up. All right, I hear, you know, I come, you know, I'm in the age group, you know, I'm a 70s baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I hear a lot of brothers that's my peers, you know, well, you know what? I couldn't have come up in them days of slavery, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I would have just bucked. I would have did this. I was like, nigga, you won't even bust a fucking grape. Let me tell you something about this whole thing. First of all.
The mentality of a black man back then was so different, though.
Yeah,
man.
It was different.
You know, they can say that now easily, but it's not the same.
That's right. It is not the fucking same. And I said, now, trust me. When they was lynching us, hanging us, they wasn't lynching the ones that was weak. That was saying this, that.
Oh, nah.
The ones that was bucking, them was, like, check this out. I know for a fact, if we was in a room with 5,000 people, and they lined us up in the firing range, and they were just firing off line by line, trust me, before they get to that third and fourth row, whatever the fuck was going on, even if you didn't know, most people, because it's sad to say, most people that, you know, would rather just not go through that, they'll just comply. They'll go pick the motherfucking cotton. They're going to do what the master want them to do, because they don't know parts of it. Understand, it's perception. The greatest tool these slave owners had on us is they had us in prison, not only physically, but mentally.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. It shows, you know, to this day. I mean, this is how it is, man. I mean, so what's going to have to happen is, I mean, just change the, I mean, the whole format's gonna have to change, you know, for us like to be really free. I mean, because all I think of, you know, as far as jobs and everything else, I mean, all it is now, anyway, I mean, just paid slavery, man.
That's right.
That's all it really is.
Exactly. I mean, because they rob you of your innovativeness, man. You know what? It's no secret. I'm feeling you, bro. I'm glad you called. And you give me a chance to vent a little bit, man. Real talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
let me get that legion up off you, though. Let me get that legion, man.
I said, shout out to my boy,
nigga. We on, man. We on. So let him get it, man.
here we go. This is it. Legion, switch it up. Remember, you're locked in live to where they do to that radio.
Yes, sir.
Brand new fit. Shoes like,
hold up.
Team Legion shirt on, hat like,
hold up.
Party like,
hold up.
Oh yeah, my song is on. I got my drink here in my hand, what the fuck do y'all be on? I can do this all day long, park my car in front of y'all. I ain't here to leave with one, I'm gonna leave with all of y'all. She must think it's Mardi Gras, bees on the shirt, play keys of the work. I'm gonna jump this party, y'all put these on the verse if you need it to jerk. We be the perk, believe he be the one making everybody heat up the verse, it's karma. Oh now you wanna rock, cause you see we do what we want. You should get out of your feelings when you get out of your Honda. And I promise I might give you what you wanna. This drink is my influence, without that I don't see nada. I'm out here with a pool of women acting like piranha. The message that I wanna should be clearer than this vodka. I might Nicki Minaj or make her heat up like a sauna. Wait, it's too hot, damn, look how you kill that song.
You gon' hurt you mix just like that drink you sippin' on. Who you came here with? Your friends don't wanna see that, so they rather kick you with them boys and kick it, kick it. I got my hat to match my jeans, I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, in my whole team we are berserk. I got my hat to match my jeans, I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, in my whole team we are berserk. And we get sloppy, dizzy, dizzy type of jerk. See your friend like him, my friend, tell her holla if she want it. We get sloppy, dizzy, dizzy type of jerk. Have your friends up on my friend, we go switch this one.
Add more than 6 shots, yeah. You buzz or what?
Imagine that.
I get your phone number,
yeah.
I take you home. Her jack and dude fingin',
yeah.
He call her up,
imagine that.
Who said I couldn't pull this?
Wait a minute, why they do it?
Imagine that. They do it cause we do it, so we laughing and they laughing back. They drink it like we drink it, so we smash it and they smash it back. They smoke just like we smoking, so we pass it and they pass it back. This shit right here gon' kill my bug.
Stop the music.
Where the bathroom at?
Okay, now I'm back from that. Got liquor out my system and I told her I am sober, so no longer play the victim. I just noticed that her sister was the one that I was digging, so I hook them in and reel them like the hook. We gonna switch them.
She don't mind.
She reclining in her sofa, catching feelings. She so fly. But her action proof, she back just like a villain.
Me outside.
Like I'm bored out of my mind. She cut me off like,
on your mind.
So I told her she get hype. I guess she like that. We gon' do it.
Do it. Do it.
We gon' fight. That's what she like. We gon' wrestle. She gon' bite. The confession starts tonight. It's my swagger that she like. It's the way I wear my work. It's my city on my hat. And the way it fit my gear. I got my hat to match my jeans. I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink. I got my perk. And my whole team, we are berserk. I got my hat to match my jeans. I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink. I got my perk. And my whole team, we are berserk. And we get sloppy, pissy, dizzy type of jerk. See your friend like it, my friend. Tell her holla if she want it. We get sloppy, pissy, dizzy type of jerk. Have your friends up on my friend. We gon' switch it, switch it up.
Real talk. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what the business is. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. That was Legion with Switch It Up. Real talk. We need to switch it up. We need to get a mind right. We need to let everybody know what's up, what's happening. Ooh, black man, we need to get it together. As a people, we need to get it together. As a culture, we need to get it together. As a race, we need to pay attention. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318. Wow, all I'm saying is, man, I'm sitting here looking at my emails. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm just going to let everybody know that on where they do that at radio. Yo, we making all these haters the motivators. You know what I'm saying? And this is just from me to you.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Yo, real talk, y'all know what it is. This is where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-0318 on where they do that at radio.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts.
Okay.
They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Yo, yeah, just right there, man, this is what he really trying to say. This is what he really trying to
I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die, I'm the shit, that's what Michelle said. Secret Service, but I got my own. See Hillary, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in D.C. with some Senate House killers. Barack just like a flame, one hood ass nigga. In the 6-4, bending corners, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress, a couple daughters, I'm so hood rich. My staff go hard, we be smoking. I pass bills, free shawty, no joking. Hey, what I stand for? Change, nigga. I'ma die for this country, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where's your trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Chris fucking with me, G's in the Bible. L.A.'s in the Mito, freestyle off the dome. President Barack, a fuck a flame and fuck it all. I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. Bringing change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga?
Real talk. That's what my man is saying. So y'all get your mind right. Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, however you want to paint it, however you want to say it, however you want to deal with it. I'm just going to say, white America, if you're upset, you'll live. You'll get over it. God damn, we just got one black president up in here, man. Y'all better have 43. Get this shit right, man. I'm not satisfied until we got 43 more niggas up in the White House. Yes, J-Dog said it. Real talk. Get your mind right. The number 347-934-0318. Yo, my number is what it is. Yo, we got the callers calling in. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see where you're doing it at because, damn it, we're doing it right. Yeah. Yo, real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Yo, caller number one, last four digits, 7964. You on the flow, 15,922 in the queue, 22 million live. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio, man?
C Fresh, man. C Fresh checking in, bro. What's good?
What's good, man? That's good, man. They got me pumped up in here, man. Real talk.
Cool, man. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening, man. I'm listening, man. I'm just taking it all in. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, real talk. That's what we got to do, my brother. We got to take it all in. We got to let this shit marinate, man. We got to let it marinate for a minute. Real talk.
Real talk.
Hey, I'm just letting everybody know, man. Real talk, man. We've been getting a lot of hype from you, from your crew, man. C Fresh, you know what I'm saying? Nonstop doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I got some issues, you know what I'm saying, that I'm airing out in the midst of this. You guys keep it hot around here, so, y'all, I'm going to make it even hotter.
Man. I got some new heat for you, too, man.
Okay.
New joint called Going In, man.
Definitely. Yo, real talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, if it's definitely up in that queue, man, I'm going to run it on SP Network tonight, man. I got one hell of a show lined up tonight, man. Real talk.
Oh, yeah, man. So, the YouTube going crazy, man. Tell them they can YouTube me at POTC Fresh on the YouTube. Just type it in. It's a channel, man. You can see all the crazy freestyles, all the new music, man. They really going digital on that thing, man, for real.
Hey, for real, for real. That what's up. That's what's happening, man. Real talk on where they do that radio. That's what I'm talking about, man. We got to let them know, man. We got to let them know. Yo, V-Dub, you riding Nick Shotgun with me, man? You out there, V-Dub?
Oh, yeah. Jay.
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. Tell them they can download free stuff on my Reverb page also, man. I got, like, so many downloads up there, man. If anybody feeling that big rat, man, I guarantee you go to the ReverbNation.com/ICFret, and you're going to hear something that's going to blow that big racks off I'm telling you, man. They got to love it, man.
Oh,
I just enjoy doing it.
Hey, that was something, man. That's what it's all about, man. That is what it's all about. Real talk, man. I just want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm up on the air tonight. I'm wilding a little bit. I'm a little upset a little bit, but it's all good. It's kind of like this. What I'm really trying to say and what I'm trying to really let the listeners know is that, you know what I'm saying, yo, this shit's finna get real crazy. And when I say real crazy, you finna see and hear a lot of shit. Fuck around, they don't let some real niggas get a hold of this media, and we finna go straight ham with it, for one.
Man, I do it every day, man. I do it every day, man. You know what I'm saying? I do something every day, man. I got like three I'm about to load up right now on the YouTube, man.
Okay, you got to do that.
Crazy.
Man. You got to go crazy with it. You got to let them know what's up and what's happening, man. Real talk on where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience. When I say urban experience, man, this is a culture thing. It's bigger than just the music. The music is what it is, man. But, yo, I got to put you on blast just for a second, C-Fresh. I just got to get it because, you know what I'm saying, I got the listeners. I got the fans locked in. Yo, coming from a real deep from the street, coming from a nigga from the street that know what's up and what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about this whole situation with Barack, man? Just from start to finish, just really your whole take on the whole situation.
I mean, I can't really say right now, man. You know, it's a lot to take in, man. To me, I think it's all a gimmick, you know what I'm saying?
True.
That's just my outlook on it, mm-hmm. You know.
Hey.
Because I study how this country actually got started. You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my outlook is probably different from the average person on how this whole government thing is ran. So I'm just analyzing right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to really say a whole lot, but, I mean, it really is a lot bigger than a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah. Way bigger than what a lot of people think. It is way bigger. It's like, you know, I'm just going to say this. You know, I know my man Barack is going to come under a lot of scrutiny just because. But all I'm trying to say is, real talk, man, let that nigga breathe because he's doing his thing. All I'm saying is, real talk, y'all need to let that nigga breathe because, yo, he's the most trillest gangster president I done seen in my motherfucking lifetime. Real talk, he talked to you like he got some sense. He's real charismatic. First of all, niggas, you know, I ain't going to say niggas. I'm going to say folks. Some folks, you know what I'm saying, that hating on him, it's hard to hate on a nigga that's 3 to 4, 10 steps ahead of you, for one. Two, they hating on him because he's smart as fuck. Second, you know, even when he don't want to answer a question, he going to give you something. He going to give you something. He might not give you what you want, but he going to give you something. Real talk, it is what it is. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The whole 9 yards. Y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. Real talk, and I ain't done yet. I'm just getting warmed up, man. I'm just getting fucking warmed up. Real talk, get your mind right. Let everybody know what's up and what's happening, man. We finna keep it real. Keep it real. Because the delegates are in the building. They finna do their thing. Real talk. I'm trying to see if I can get my man C-Fresh back up on this thing. In the meantime, in between time, we're going to keep it real, man.
Yeah. Delegate. Yeah. You know what it is, man. Real spitters in the building. Real spitters in the building. They keep the women and the children. Yeah. Hey. Who that is?
A real nigga. Never flaw fake. See these haters gon' hate fake. Rappers are disgracing. On so subliminals, I tell it to your face. If I think a nigga sweet like red velvet cake, I blow a L for the cook up. Regurgitate cracks and I expose lanes. Chatham County on my back. First large came through and put the city on the map. Then Booker for a suit south side. This was rap. Low coast rider. Hot shit supplier. Delegate bitch, ain't nobody liver. Hustle hard and me being scared is like blowing up the hot 9-7 unprepared. And it won't happen, even if shots clapping. I tend to pull rank to you talking to a captain.
Yeah.
Nigga, my swag's unforgettable. A bar's like a hollow tip, leave your condition critical.
has the throne, don't ask me twice.
Nah.
Nigga, I'm so gone, I'm in the afterlife.
Yeah.
My flow so ghost, it could pass as Christ. And never sold no soul for the flashy ice. So sick, I stick to the toast, so I'm stuck on the bread like it's a parasitic host.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we destined for stardom. The flow can send me automatic over bar.
I'm Ross, it's a little nigga slapping on backboard. Crossing like the dock, stitch niggas on back, boy. Tiny big deal, so real, no track, boy. In and out the booth, real nigga, I'm that boy. My gators every day, the hate is okay. See my gators got four eyes to see them anyway. Time moves like a sway. Twist it off the yay, and I'm always on his body. Never mix it with the yay. I used to pitch it every day.
Yeah,
back in '02, I used to pitch you where I stay.
Well,
I got high, had to get you one day. I brought it back clean, still get it like day.
Ooh.
Them niggas on the corner steady moving that way.
Yeah,
grind so legal, y'all hear what she say.
Huh?
Brawl like Brock Lesnar, really shouldn't try, might get you messed up, bruh. You know what, I'm like Jasper. Big tight, come and hit you like paper. I ain't saying nothing, that's the sign of a gangster. Niggas running mouth, not me, I'm a skater. Ring on the street, show on the beat. Get $100,000, I can murder any beat. Don't pay me for no feature, cause my verses ain't sweet. We ain't going nowhere, and I put that on me. Me, big tight, 7 foot, tell the bitch, geez. See the game fucked up, most niggas can't rap. Half of niggas real drones, never even see the trap.
How you glorify the hustle? You ain't never hustle, Jack.
Nah.
Your image is a sham and your label made that. Yeah, yeah, y'all niggas lame. Yeah, yeah, y'all niggas lame.
Fine, right.
Yeah, yeah, y'all niggas lame.
Real talk, we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. About them tunes in the rack, man. As the DA stand the fuck up, you know what it is. I'm coming back. Call line.
Niggas ain't get no paper.
No.
They holler boss in real life. They part-time haters.
Hater.
Nigga, my grind greater.
Greater.
See, I'm a shine taker.
Taker.
Two excuse when we come through. I bet that nine make ya.
Yeah.
Keep tools on deck, deck. Call them trap the builder. Also keep the blocks on me. I can build a building.
Building.
I'm trying to get these bands up and stack them to the ceiling. They hating on me. They try me commence the cap ceiling.
Yeah.
See, I don't give a fuck which one of you want it first.
First.
Really won't matter once them send me automatic first.
First.
A fuck nigga specialty. He like to lie, lie. Don't bring my dough back. I give your month. I'm in cry by. You ain't feeling trouble. Fuck you as always. You been getting it up since some Peter show always. I'm the talk now, pussy nigga, let it go.
Go.
I got my tools and my racks right, but I won't move.
Your boy, I been a threat.
Bought his son internet.
Frame of yours and knock it down.
Bitches like the way I fought. He guaranteed to knock her down.
Now she's headed out of town.
Dropping off them bricks and pounds.
Say he wanna go 5 rounds, so that's 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Say the same, nothing changed but the days of the week.
I get it in 7 days of the week.
If it's money there, I'm there.
I'll
race a nigga there.
They're
playing it some real paper chasers over here.
Got push, got perk. Any motor spare.
Fair.
You want it, come and get it. Just can't meet me anywhere.
No.
Come and holler at you, boy. You can meet me by the kangaroo. Don't try.
well, fuck it, I'ma try. There is no way I consider you niggas competition. So why the fuck you waste your time trying to fuck up my mission?
Why?
When I myself in the fans feel on what they missing. Okay. Them racks got them hating, they ain't getting what I'm getting.
No.
The tools guarantee to keep you at a safe distance.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen, water whipping, pipping, time's ticking. By any means necessary, boy, I got to get it. Try me about my cash, I'm leaving potholes and niggas fitted.
Yeah.
How about respect? Been my motto from the get-go.
Go.
He say he want a quarter, tell him meet me by the sicko. Rack man, stack man, keep a sack man. Yellow stone there, what they call the kid Pac-Man.
Real talk. Real talk. This is where they do that at radio, man.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This.
And you
yo,
man.
We're going to keep it real, keep man. It real, all the way down like four flat tires. On where they do that at radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. And like I say before, man, yo, it is what it is. Folks just need to get their mind right. They need to understand where all this is going. Yo, VW out there with me, man.
I got you, J-Dog. They don't understand.
They don't understand.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But read it between the lines, like P. Diddy say. Read it in between the lines, whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
The fact remains. Just stick to the facts. If you're not following me on Facebook, you need to do so. That's my status.
Okay, real
stick
talk.
To the facts.
That's right.
I don't sign that. That's it.
Hey. Exactly. It is what it is, man. You
and
know,
the fact is, the facts.
You
right. know, what's going to be written in the history book. That's all we know.
Exactly. That's all we know. That's what's real. You know what I'm saying? Folks got to realize that in the midst of that.
Well, that's what's going to be put out there to be real. So what's the difference?
Hey, exactly. What's the difference? It's like, you know. If you ain't paying attention, that's where I have a problem with. Like, yo, if you ain't paying attention to what's going on, then it's finna be real crazy. Real crazy. Because it's like right now stuff is happening all over. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, this was very significant to me for a lot of reasons. You know, not just for my personal enjoyment, but for a lot of reasons. It's detrimental, one. Two, it really just goes to show you.
Two is inevitable.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. You know, we can't. We
right.
Yeah.
You can't. There's nothing you can do.
No, you can't do anything about
do you.
It. Yep.
And that's what we're good at here on Where to Do That Radio.
Yeah, you gotta do you. I'm encouraging everyone else to keep doing them. Pay attention though. Please pay attention. The thing I don't want everybody to say is, well, I didn't know. Nobody never told me. I didn't understand. Was that really what he was saying? Well, all I'm saying is. It's etched in stone. It's right here in front of us. All we got to do is just relax, relate, and release. Real talk. Going where they do to that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out goes to my man, JR, my man, Chris, the niggas holding it down out there at Sky Sea Lounge Bulldog Cafe. Now, V-Dub, did you catch up on what took place out there this week?
I heard that it went bananas.
Literally.
Only thing was missing was the gorillas, huh?
Yeah, it was like
I wanted the gorillas there too.
It went straight went straight bananas out there. I mean, only thing we missed was niggas in monkey suits, man. Real talk. I'm just saying. But yo, it's all fun, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes people have a little too much fun, you know, and it gets a little out of hand. You know, it just, hey, I'm just saying, you know, good times, you know, it is summertime. You know, we're going to have folks going to come out there and show their natural blast. Yeah, they are going to do that from time to time, you know. So we just want everybody to realize that, just keep it in the road. That's all I'm going to say. Just keep it in the road. Keep it trail, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's no need for the hostility, my friends. it ain't, you know what I'm saying? We there to have a good time. I mean, some people when they have a good time.
And you ain't going to do nothing but get thrown out and humiliated, so why do it?
Pretty much.
You're not shaking up nothing.
You're not shutting down shit, and you ain't shaking
nothing.
You know, you just going to have that long walk home. You know, and we all see
pretty much the walk of shame.
Yeah, walk of shame. There you go. You know, when you know you ever trip and fail, and we're hoping nobody ain't see you trip and fall, you know, that walk of shame you have, that's pretty much how it's going to be, man. You know, it's not going to be a good look. But, you know, I can only just speculate, you know. I've seen it, been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is. But shout out goes to the whole crew holding it down, regulating that thing, letting everybody know you ain't finna come up in here all just kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? Your ass will get bounced the fuck up out of here. Real talk. Get your mind right now. Come on, folks. You know what it is. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The number is 347-934-0318. Wow. I tell you what, man. I just don't understand some people. I can't get over this email. You know, what's bothering me is this email that I got, B-Dub. I really want to put this person on blast, but I'm not in that way. But it's bothering the fuck out of me, man. It really is. It's bothering me really bad. Really bad.
Well, if it is that bad, scratch it.
Man, you know, I just think folks just need to just go ahead and just go on and burn one. You know, if you ain't never smoked weed in your life, damn it, you need to start today. Start right now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hurt nobody. Weed ain't never killed nobody. It ain't. It ain't never hurt nobody. Some folks need them. You know, I'm going to blast them. Somebody say, go ahead and blast them. I'm going to say it. Damn it. I'm going to be professional about it. This is what I'm going to say. I got an email from a gentleman. I'm not even going to name a state because I got people from all over the world. I don't want nobody knocking on nobody though doing something to this person because it was kind of one of them things. I'm just going to say, you know, they're in a state where the men run free and the sheep run scared. We're just going to say that. Second, the comment in this email was the most ignorant bullshit I ever heard in my goddamn life. Now, you know, I ain't lived very long. You know, I hadn't made it 40 yet, but I've heard a lot of, I done heard some bullshit, but this beats the cake. Now I'm going to give you the scenario, V-Dub. This is what happened. This person, you know, they heard the news of everything was popping off, and they start out this email. Not only did they send an email, the motherfucker had the audacity to send a video clip with this, of him venting with this email. So I'm going to show you just how it went. Well, anyway, this dude is just going ham about the whole fact that I can't believe, you know, that first of all, you know, we're going to rewind. Let's rewind this thing back, you know what I'm saying? Just to rewind this back. So I'm going to get everybody the perspective of where the fuck I'm finna go with this bullshit. I want everybody to keep score on where I'm finna go with this bullshit. Because right now, you know, I'm finna let this motherfucker have it. I got the green light. Somebody said, man, let him have it. I'm finna let him have it. I'm just gonna run this little piece right here before I start.
The state of Hawaii released my official long form birth certificate. Hopefully, this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further.
I'm just going to stop right there. All right, you know, this was a funny clip, you know what I'm saying, that Barack was just kind of making fun of the fact that his ethnic background was attacked. All right, now this is not even going to get where I want with this fucking email. This mail was attacking Barack's blackness. I can say that. Attacking the fact that he might not even be truly an American, a black man for that matter. So the email goes way out in motherfucking left field, shawty. Real, you know, I mean, dude is in, I can see the fucking spit fly out this nigga mouth on the camera and how upset he was. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, and your point is, all right, Donald Trump, first of all, who the fuck is Donald Trump? Oh, yeah, he's got money, he's got this, he's got that. I understand that, but you know what I'm saying. Real talk, all that fucking money, he need to fix his fucking hair, dude, one. I'm just saying, you know, That's just my opinion. I think if you got billions of dollars in the bank, you got stacks on deck and racks on racks and all that other bullshit, motherfucker, get you a hairpiece that fit. Second of all, the email, the email goes on.
Hold on, J-Dog. You have to go in on the man weave now.
I'm just saying, yo, real talk. Donald, I mean, real talk. Y'all, Facebook. Not Facebooking. Pull him up on motherfucker.
I seen him picture that bad boy like you about to blow off.
Yeah, look at his shit on Google, man, and put his picture right beside Justin Bieber. Don't he look like the illegitimate father of Justin Bieber? They rocking the same fucking hairdo, man. I'm sorry. That nigga need to get his shit fixed. Real talk, yo, that's what the email started out with. But they got upset at the fact that Donald Trump had the audacity to go at him. But his real argument was the fact that the gentleman who was asked to resign, who refused to follow an order of the commander-in-chief, not only was not allowed to plead his case in court, but he was in prison. Now, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let that marinate for just like 2 seconds. One, two. All right? Now, you know, you ever met people that was racist and didn't know they was fucking racist? This dude, when he sent the email and when he sent this video clip and when he started spitting all over the motherfucking camera, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to the men that run free and the sheep that run scared. He failed to realize that's the motherfucking best that y'all can do to bring someone down, then y'all niggas, in terms of in the school of hateration, y'all get a zero. I know some real haters. That was a real lame attempt at trying to make excuses for your real talk. I mean, first of all, you're gonna waste my time and Google's time sending me that fucking bullshit to start with. Second of all, what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The man is here. He ain't going nowhere. Deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers kill me with that. You know, they go all off in left field about why this ain't right and why that ain't motherfucking right. And my goddamn shit is like, you know, first of all, just like the man said, he's got too much shit on his plate to be worrying about this bullshit. Now, what you should have been questioning is what the fuck Bush was doing when he was in goddamn office. You should have been questioning what the fuck he was doing before he left office. Just because we get a black president doesn't mean he's going to change shit over fucking night. It took 12 years for them to run this shit in the fucking ground. Get a fucking clue. And that goes out to the nigga that sent me this goddamn email. Because I'm fucking hot. You wasted my time. You wasted taxpayers' time. You wasted Google time. And nigga, if you got that much free time on your hand, you know, make it productive. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to provoke nobody. I don't want to tell his name or his origin away from, he should sent me some real live bullshit that got under my skin because as a black man myself, I took it personal. Because it's like, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump, fuck Donald. One, you know, who the fuck is him to question this man's, you know, background? Two, you chiming in with the nigga and checking in with the nigga, you just as fucking lame as him. You just mad because your boy got locked up for it. All I'm trying to say is that bullshit talk, money walk. The reason why your man got locked the fuck up is because he didn't have long money. That's real talk. That's the business. And, you know, it is what it is. But what I'm going to do, because I'm done. You know, I aired it out. I feel better now. I feel a whole lot better. And nigga, if you on that air listening tonight, this is from me to you. You know, this is my personal reply to that bullshit that you sent in my motherfucking email. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, this comes from the bottom. I mean, the very bottom of my heart. And I want you to just rewind this in your mind and think about this shit.
Well, you can kiss my natural black ass.
Real talk. Because that's some fucking bullshit. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about Urban Experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The number's 347-934-0318. Wow. I'm trying to figure it out. Where do I go now, V-Dub? Where do I go from here? This
I don't know. Ain't much more farther than the moon.
Hey, he ain't no further than the moon. Real talk. It is what it is. This is where they do that red wave featuring these local artists that are spitting the flames and national artists that are changing the game. And, yo, I do not perpetuate or endorse the use of illegal substances, but I feel like this.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Nigga, I think you need to smoke one. Real talk. Because I really think that you'll you'll get the message. Real talk. It is what it is. Only way they do that radio, man, time flies when you're having fun. It flies. Real talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to let my God Legion ride us home. Brand new track, 2011, Hustle and Flow. You know what it is. The number is 347-934-0318. I want you to hit me back. Yo, tune in to www.spnetwork, which is on Ustream. Yo, I got some shit for you. If you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yo, we want you to tune in tomorrow. Same bad station, same bad time. VW, anything you want to tell these listeners before we sign off tonight?
Y'all stay tuned. I got some updates on my interview with Charlita Jordan on May 18th, so we'll see you tomorrow. Follow at VWATL on Twitter.
Real stuff. Real talk, y'all know what it is. Yo, we want you to stay safe, keep it true, keep it real. Remember, we locked in live to where they do to that radio. We're featuring many these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Peace.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Rise of a legend, a legend. You still continue. That's right. Rise. Hey, they got me in my mouth, man.
Watch me hustle,
now watch me go. I said they got me in my mouth, man.
Watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
now watch me go.
I swear they got me in my mouth, man.
I hustle
and I
flow,
I hustle and I flow,
I hustle and I flow.
That's why they got me in my mouth, man.
I hustle and I flow,
I hustle and I flow,
I hustle and I flow.
I swear they got me in my mouth.
A nigga better like it, better love it when they get up in the game. Gonna say shit. I don't really wanna have to hurt him, better wait a minute. I get that zone and stab in the lab and a man been a minute since I got that urge. You're fooling with a legend with a flip them words. I'm bringing all bad, better wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the fuck you gonna do? Anybody anywhere, they can get it. Niggas know my name in the city, they ain't fucking with me. Really better move when I handle my business.
Yeah.
Make two quick calls, I can get that dough.
Yep.
Split that dough.
Yep.
Ducks in a row like tic tac toe.
Yep.
SOS, click like glow. Sit so high like a bit plateau. They say you wrong now. That's why I'm knocking them all down. Fuck it, I might as well haul now. Ain't nobody ever. Did it better, I went harder.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
With Derrick Rose, with the point, I prove my point, I beg your pardon. I'm the MVP, steadily begging me, flowing, controllably handle it.
Yeah.
No one can hold me, I take a brick out of it easily, I can dismantle it.
Yeah.
Damn it, how much harder can I get?
Yeah.
Smoking on M&M cannabis.
Yeah.
Make rappers become a fan of it.
Yeah.
Been a pick a fuck up, you analyst.
Yeah.
Niggas that let me up, scandalous. Podium judging me just like a panelist.
Yeah.
So my new model, no mannequin, is a step back and watch all of you panic and bring in the top, I make all of you tremendous. You keep thinking that I ain't gon' handle it. Better believe that I reach a new level. I'm after the bosses and I'm on a credit list.
Yeah.
And I keep going competitive.
Yeah.
Why you keep sounding repetitive?
Yeah.
Guess I need a new sedative.
Yeah.
It's Legion, I'm dropping the legend. Been telling the doctor I'm all on my dental shit. I'm comfortable where you would never get. I take on the rookie, the veteran, and anybody else in the mode. Cause you
got me in my mind.
Watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
watch me hustle,
and watch me flow.
I said they got me in my mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Yo, y'all know what it is. Yo, we'll see you tomorrow. Same bad station, same bad time for the grind. Until then.